Well, greetings once again. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Traditional Naturopath Podcast. I'd like to welcome you to the podcast. We're going to be talking about some of the things that we have been blogging about on the Traditional Naturopath blog, and I want to direct you to that if you're not familiar with it. TraditionalNaturopath.com is the web address. Now, that's traditional, TraditionalAL, and then naturopath, NaturoPath, traditional naturopath, all one word, .com, is our website where we get into some of these topics concerning natural health, concerning naturopathy, which of course is a study or a discipline within natural health, and of course, a lot of information about how you can live a stronger, healthier, more natural life with the foods that are available. Food is really, we look at food as something that we enjoy, obviously, that we schedule part of our day for every day. But it is the fuel that your body uses to have energy. And a lot of foods can be much more than that. They can be actually therapeutic or beneficial to you as well, because they contain elements that are helpful to the body in terms of its operation and its function. Now, the first thing I want to look at today is that we have a study here that says lemons, just plain old lemons, the fruit, may help fight breast cancer. Now, actually, lemons are amazing in many ways. You know, lemons are alkalizing for the body. And generally, most people in the United States, and just speaking generally of the United States, most people are prone to be acidic because the foods they're eating tend to make their bodies acidic. An acidic body is a body that is more likely to have disease, particularly in the form of diseases like cancer. So we want our body to be more alkaline than it typically is with the standard American diet. Now, you've heard me talk before about the standard American diet, which is SAD, S-A-D, and it is SAD. All right. Well, lemons are acidic, and so it's not obvious that eating lemons or drinking lemon juice tends to make your body more alkaline. It's kind of counterintuitive, but it is true. Lemons are also rich in vitamin C. Lemons are good for your liver. They're a cleanser. They can be used to clean the bowels. In other words, if you go for a cleansing, take a time out to clean out your bowels, lemon can be useful for that. And of course, we know back in 1747, there was a naval surgeon, James Lind, L-I-N-D, who cured scurvy with fresh lemons. You know, the sailors at the time were having terrible problems with a disease called scurvy, which is a terrible disease, and he encouraged them to eat lemons and lime and other citrus fruits, and that cured the scurvy. It prevented it. So this is another point where food can be therapeutic, and that's how they came to be called limeys, all right, because of that particular incident. Now, the citric acid in lemon juice also helps to dissolve gallstones, calcium deposits, and kidney stones. Now, these are just a few of the benefits that we see from a lemon that most people may have heard of before. But the fact that it may be beneficial in fighting breast cancer, that's new. And this is a new study that shows how limonoids, you know, which are the natural components and compounds that are present in lemons and other citrus fruit, these things may impede breast cancer cell growth, which makes adding them to your daily diet a priority for breast cancer prevention. And there are other studies that have shown that this fruit consumption may lower breast cancer risk. Now, the limonoids content has shown to have a preventative effect, and it decreases the growth and viability of cancer cells, now get this, by as much as 44%. That's pretty strong that these studies are showing that it is that beneficial. 44% of a decrease of cancer cells by drinking lime or lemon juice, by getting these limonoids into your system. It's pretty powerful. Now, the limonoids were tested for their ability to inhibit aromatase, which is a key in limiting the estrogen receptor cells that are used for this growth by these cancerous breast cancer cells. Now, it doesn't have to be lemons specifically to get the benefit of these. It can be other citrus fruits. For instance, there was an American study that showed that women consuming 75 grams daily of grapefruit, whether as a fruit or as a juice, saw a 22% reduction in breast cancer risk, even if they'd never had hormone replacement therapy, which hormone replacement therapy has a lot of side effects and issues that come with that. Now, there is a contraindication for grapefruit juice or grapefruit if you are on statin drugs. Now, of course, I wouldn't encourage you to be on statin drugs personally, but that's me. It's up between you and your doctor as to what you are taking and so forth. But I will say this. Remember what I always say. You are the one most responsible for your personal health. So question these things. Ask questions. Anyway, you can choose lemon or oranges instead of grapefruit if you are taking statin drugs. And again, I'd encourage you to get off the statin drugs if at all possible. Now, obviously preventing breast cancer is not the only reason to consume lemons. The juice of half a lemon in warm water first thing in the morning helps a sluggish digestive system. It aids in slimming and it leads to a brighter complexion. So there's all kinds of benefits that are available from using lemons, simple fruit, and yet it is very beneficial. Now, I've said all along that herbs are food. They're not drugs, they are food. And therefore, they should not be regulated, for instance. I mean, food is food, you know. I know there's all kinds of purity regulations and things along that line, but I'm talking about in terms of having to have a prescription. You don't have to have a prescription to go get a lemon, you know what I'm saying? But at any rate, let's look at some of the herbs that heal. There's a lot of discussion about herbs and there are people who are looking at it as alternatives. Let's go over just a list here. There's a list that I have here on the blog from an article. And, you know, I don't agree with every single word of this article. One of the things that a particular medical doctor they quote here says is that herbs won't replace pharmaceuticals. Well, I might, you know, respectfully disagree with that. But at any rate, there's a lot of good information in this article, however. Let's look at just a quick overview of some of the benefits that we see here from these healing herbs. Aloe vera for burns. Most people know about this. Aloe vera is an herb that will help with minor burns. Second degree burns are lesser degree. Basically, and here's the key to this, as soon as you have burned your skin, you know, whatever situation, maybe you're at the stove and you grab something you shouldn't, and as soon as you do it, put the aloe vera on it immediately. The longer you wait, the less effective it's going to be. But if you can do it quickly, you'll find that it is amazing how much it will help prevent the damage due to burning. Now, 100% pure gel applied to the burn is what you want to do. So, you can even keep, and this is something that my mom used to do, she kept a potted plant of aloe vera on the windowsill, and when you burn yourself, you just take a thick leaf and break it off and apply the gel from the leaf directly to the burn. And I'm telling you, it was amazing. That alone is part of what got me interested in natural health and herbs, was experiences like that growing up. You know, sometimes what they call old wives' tales, those old wives had a lot of wisdom. All right, black cohosh for menopause. A study published in the journal Menopause found that black cohosh may prevent bone degradation and stimulate vaginal lubrication. Previous meta-analysis has indicated that the herb, which is an option for women who can't take estrogen, worked better than a tranquilizer or estrogen for hot flashes and other symptoms of menopause. So, pretty powerful evidence there. Boswellia is an herb that can be used for arthritis and joint injuries. In a study published in the Arthritis Research and Therapy publication, researchers gave people with osteoarthritis of the knee an extract of Boswellia, 5-loxin. After 3 months, the herb showed significantly greater relief than a placebo group. The chaste tree is an herb that can be used for PMS. A study published in the British Medical Journal involving 178 women with PMS found that chaste tree berry significantly reduced symptoms including irritability, depression, headaches, breast tenderness when taken over 3 menstrual cycles, especially when combined with St. John's wort. So pretty impressive, again, what these herbs can do for you. Now here's one that a lot of folks know about, but is a real key if you're having problems with urinary tract infections: cranberry. Just good old cranberry. Now I will say this, the best way to get this is to go to the store and try to find natural whole cranberry juice. Very difficult to find. You may actually have to go to a health food store or a natural health market and try to find it that way. But pure cranberry juice without sugar is best. The sugar is just never good for you. But good old pure cranberry juice, by drinking that, which, you know, I'll admit, I had to develop a taste for it because I had problems with urinary tract infections, and I was not terribly excited about drinking pure cranberry juice. But after a while, you can develop a taste for it like you do with coffee and some other things. And so cranberry, you drink it. What it does is it prevents the bacteria from sticking to the bladder long enough to cause an infection. In other words, it just flushes it through. And it prevents the attaching of the bacteria and will help prevent a urinary tract infection. Much better for you than having, you know, getting the infection and then having to take lots and lots of antibiotics and thereby reducing your body's sensitivity, so to speak, to the point that antibiotics might not help you as much in the future when you might really, really need them. So, excellent way to use a natural substance to help you is cranberry. All right, next one is evening primrose oil for eczema. Now, primrose seeds contain an oil that has a high concentration of compounds rarely found in plants, the essential fatty acid gamma-linolenic acid. There's more than 30 human studies reporting its benefits. In one, 1,207 patients found that the oil helped relieve the itching, swelling, crusting, and redness of eczema. Think about that. A natural oil that can be helpful regarding fighting eczema. I've seen commercials for drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, to fight things like eczema, and they have all these things of, this drug may cause death. Well, primrose oil rubbed on it won't. All right. Feverfew for migraine prevention. A double-blind study published in the journal Cephalalgia, I think I'm pronouncing that close to right, showed that patients who took Feverfew decreased the average frequency of migraines from 4.76 per month to 2.86 per month. Pretty amazing reduction for migraine occurrences by people who have migraines frequently. And I've known some people who have had terrible problems with migraines, and it is debilitating. I mean, they could not come to work Matter of fact, I was in an office with a lady who had terrible problems with migraines. She kept the windows closed. She kept the light shuttered out. It was so dark in there you could hardly see. So sharing an office with her was kind of depressing because it was so dark all the time. But my heart goes out to folks that are suffering with migraines. But Feverfew can potentially be a big help for you. Garlic as an antibiotic. Now this is something that has been studied over years, because garlic historically, from a natural health point of view, has been considered a tremendous help as an antibiotic and as a cancer prevention. Garlic's antibiotic compound, allicin, A-L-L-I-I-N, has no medicinal value until the herb is chewed, chopped, or crushed. In other words, you have to break it up. An enzyme that occurs or is released transforms the allicin into a powerful antibiotic called allicin. Allicin, A-L-L-I-C-I-N. Raw garlic has the most antibiotic potency, but garlic still has benefits even when cooked. The problem with cooking it is you start cooking those enzymes out of it, and so it becomes less and less effective. So the raw garlic, raw, natural, organic garlic is best. According to the National Cancer Institute, preliminary studies suggest that garlic consumption may also reduce the risk of developing several types of cancer, especially those of the gastrointestinal tract. Pretty interesting stuff. Now, here's another one. Ginger for nausea and vomiting. This is something that, again, an old wives' tale that has been proven to be true. A Danish study showed that new sailors prone to motion sickness had less vomiting thanks to ginger than a placebo group. Taking a one gram capsule of powdered ginger root about an hour before embarking on their trip, and another every 2 hours is needed, was what they used in their study. The research was published in Obstetrics and Gynecology, found that 88% of nausea-plagued pregnant women got relief after taking 1 gram of ginger powder for no longer than 4 days. Pretty impressive evidence. All right, ginkgo for Alzheimer's and antidepressant-induced sex problems. In a landmark 1997 study from the Journal of the American Medical Association, researchers gave 202 people with Alzheimer's disease either a placebo or 120 milligrams a day of ginkgo extract. A year later, the ginkgo group retained more mental function. Now think about that. A year later, that group that used the ginkgo retained more mental function. Now, here's the thing about some of these studies. You'll hear a study that says, you know, there's no benefit with ginkgo. And then you'll hear another study like this that has tremendous results with ginkgo. So, the basic thing that I always say about things like this is your mileage may vary, but it doesn't hurt to try it. It's a natural herb. It's a food that you can take without ill effect. All right, next one, ginseng for immune enhancement and diabetes. Ginseng revs up the immune system. A University of Alberta study found that subjects taking daily doses of ginseng got fewer colds and less severe symptoms than a placebo group. Ginseng also reduces blood sugar levels. A study in Toronto, Canada found that the Korean red ginseng improved glucose and insulin regulation in well-controlled type 2 diabetes. Pretty amazing. Now, it has a caveat here. Diabetes requires professional treatment, so consult your physician about using ginseng. And I always encourage that. Check with your health care provider. Don't just start trying things out of the blue. Now, there are health care providers, in other words, medical doctors, who have more interest in herbs than others that are more dedicated to pharmaceutical drugs. That's a matter of finding a doctor who understands the benefits of herbs. So, I leave that up to you. Remember, you are the person most responsible for your personal health. Let's move on. Golden Seal for digestive tract infections. Golden Seal is an herbal antibiotic. It's often marketed in combination with echinacea as a treatment for infections. but it's effective mainly in the digestive tract. It says here in the article, not for colds or flu. In the University of Illinois in Chicago, researchers tested golden seal against H. pylori, the bacteria that causes ulcers, and the herb inhibited bacterial growth. Impressive. Gastrointestinal infections, ulcers, food poisoning, infectious diarrhea. You can also use it for that. Again, check with your doctor or your healthcare provider before you try it. Next one, lemon balm for anxiety and herpes. Science has shown that lemon balm is tranquilizing. The herb and its oil have been used in Alzheimer's units to calm agitation. To decompress after a tough day, try a cup of lemon balm tea. For extra benefit, mix with chamomile. Chamomile is actually something that you can take that will help you go to sleep. In other words, it's basically like a natural sleep aid. So, again, why use drugs when you can use natural herbs? Milk thistle for liver health. Silymarin and milk thistle seeds have a remarkable ability to protect the liver. The herb has been shown to help treat hepatitis and alcoholic cirrhosis. In our analyses, Blumenthal says a clear majority of studies support milk thistle for liver conditions. Because most drugs are metabolized through the liver, herbalists recommend the herb for anyone taking liver-taxing medication. Psyllium for digestive problems. We've talked about this before. Psyllium is a tiny seed that contains mucilage, a soluble fiber that swells with exposure to water. For diarrhea, psyllium can absorb excess fluid in the gut. For constipation, it adds bulk to the stool, which presses on the colon wall and triggers the nerves that produce the urge to go. When using psyllium, drink plenty of water. Here's one, red pepper for pain relief. Capsaicin, which is the compound that gives red pepper or cayenne pepper its fiery flavor, is a potent topical pain reliever found in a German study to reduce pain by 50% versus the placebo's 23% effect. When rubbed on the skin, it causes a mild burning, but that sensation desensitizes nearby pain nerves and soothes pain in deeper tissues. Now, you may have heard before about St. John's wort for depression, and there's been studies that have been conflicting back and forth on that. But for mild depression, St. John's wort works as well as some antidepressants, but with fewer side effects. We recently concluded a comprehensive review of the scientific literature on St. John's wort, and in 21 of the 23 studies, support for it is mild to moderate depression, says Blumenthal, the individual here they were interviewing for this particular article. Studies showing benefits have been used 600 to 1,800 milligrams a day. Most have used 900 milligrams a day. It's not clear if St. John's wort is as effective as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, such as Prozac or Zoloft. I would say, again, the benefits of using a natural herb outweigh the problems of using a pharmaceutical drug. But, again, that's between you and your health care provider. All right, tea for heart health. Now, black tea has been shown to be, black tea is what we normally call tea. In other words, what I typically, you go to the restaurant and say, I want tea. They'll give you black tea. That's what it's called. But green tea is a very beneficial herb. It's, oh man, it's good for all kinds of things. But green tea, particularly for heart health, is very beneficial. And it's high in antioxidants. It prevents heart disease. A study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, researchers tracked the consumption of green tea by 40,000, not 4,000, 40,530 adults over an 11-year period. Women who drank 5 or more cups a day reduced their risk of dying from cardiovascular disease by 31% and from stroke by 40% compared to those who drank less than 1 cup per day. I'd say that's pretty significant. Tea tree oil. Oh, my. Tea tree oil is an Australian plant with antifungal, antiseptic capabilities. I'm telling you, tea tree oil can be a tremendous benefit. I've used it personally. I know how beneficial it is, and I'm telling you, it's actually quite amazing. In a double-blind trial, 158 people with athlete's foot were treated with a placebo, 25% tea tree oil solution or 50% tea tree oil solution for 4 weeks. Results showed that the tea tree oil solutions were more effective than the placebo. In the 50% tea tree oil group, 64% were cured. 25% in the 25% tea tree oil group, 55% were cured. Pretty amazing. Now, here's one that was particularly amazing to me personally, just as a personal example. Turmeric for arthritis and joint injuries. Turmeric is a yellow pigmented herb, and it is highly anti-inflammatory. It is so beneficial if you have any problems with inflammation. Now, in my particular case, this is my story, and I think I've even told this before. I was having problems with a lot of inflammation in my leg. I had a lot of soreness. And somebody suggested, not because of the leg at all, but just suggested one day when I was at work, would you be interested in going to lunch and having some Indian food, which they use a lot of turmeric in their cooking. And I said, yeah, you know, I've never tried it, but I'll give it a shot. So we went, and I had that food, and it was very interesting, very different. But I noticed as I was going back to work that my leg felt so much better, and over the next day it felt even better. And I started putting two and two together and realized it was the turmeric. It was an anti-inflammatory. Started doing some research. So I started taking turmeric capsules. And in very short order, the inflammation was gone. It was remarkable. Now, it says here that there was a study published in the Journal of Clinical Rheumatology. The study, which was published, showed that the active ingredient in the turmeric, curcumin, was comparable in efficacy to a prescription anti-inflammatory for treating rheumatoid arthritis. Now again, given the choice between a pharmaceutical drug and an herb, I'm going to go with the herb every time. That's just me. Valerian for insomnia. Studies have shown that valerian aids sleep, often as well as pharmaceutical sedatives, but without the risk of addiction. There's your benefit. A study in the European Journal of Medical Research, investigators gave 202 insomniacs valerian or a Valium-like tranquilizer. After 6 weeks, the treatments were equally effective between the herb and the tranquilizer, the pharmaceutical. But again, the herb doesn't have the addictive benefits of the pharmaceutical, or the addictive properties, I should say, of the pharmaceutical. So, benefit to me, the herb. Now, finally, let's look at white willow bark. Now, you know white willow bark has a history. That was used, it was chewed, to help with pain as an analgesic. They ended up taking the white willow bark and turning it into aspirin. But let's go back and look at the actual white willow bark, the original herb. It contains salicin, which aspirin is produced from. It says here a close chemical relative of aspirin. It actually is what aspirin was made from. But a study in phytomedicine followed people with severe back pain for 18 months. In the group taking white willow bark, the actual herb, 40% were pain-free after 4 weeks, just 4 weeks. The same was true of only 18% of the second group, who could take whatever prescription drugs they wanted. Like aspirin, willow bark can cause stomach problems. In other words, it can be hard on the stomach lining and shouldn't be given to children. So, again, use some caution when you're dealing with some of these things because they can be very powerful. But, on the other hand, they can be very powerful in helping you combat some of these maladies that you may be dealing with. So, I wanted to share some of these things with you. Been a, I don't know, I guess, about average podcast. Sometimes I've gone as long as an hour on these podcasts, but I did want to share some of these things with you. Remember what I always tell you, you are the person most responsible for your personal health.